Good morning, and now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Wednesday, the 4th of September. The general synopsis at 1800, low Dogger 1011 losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cera. Variable 3 or less, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, then becoming northerly or northeasterly later. Showers, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. South at Cera. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming variable 2, then northeasterly 3 to 5 later. Showers, perhaps thundery, fog patches. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. West 3 to 5 at first in 4th, otherwise variable 2 to 4. Becoming north or northeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, fog patches in 40s. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in 40s and poor elsewhere. Fisher, German Bight. Southerly becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5 later. Occasionally 6 later in northeast Fisher. Thundery showers, fog patches in Fisher, moderate or good. Occasionally very poor in Fisher and poor in German Bight. Humber, Thames, Dover. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. White, Portland, Plymouth. West or northwest 2 to 4, becoming variable in White, but veering north or northwest 3 to 5 elsewhere. Showers, thundery later, good, occasionally poor later. Biscay, northwest 3 to 5. Showers, thundery in southeast, good, occasionally poor in southeast. Trafalgar, cyclonic 3 to 5 in far southeast, but elsewhere northerly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in north, mainly fair, good. South Fitzroy, northerly 5 to 7, showers, good. North Fitzroy, Seoul, northerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. North or northwest 3 to 5, veering north or northeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, perhaps thundery later. Good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, northwest, veering north later 4 to 6. Showers, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Northwesterly, veering northerly 4 to 6. Becoming variable 2 to 4 in northwest Rockall and Hebrides. Showers, thundery in Malin, good, occasionally moderate. Bailey, northwest 3 to 5, backing south or southwest 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain later in west, good, becoming poor later in west. Fair Isle Faroes, variable 2 to 4, becoming southerly 5 later in northwest Faroes. Occasional rain then fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. And southeast Iceland, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, northwest by north 2, slight rain, 14 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Stornoway, west by north 1, 11 miles, 1013, rising. Lerwick, south by west 2, 11 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Wick, northwest by west 2, recent rain, 9 miles, 1012, rising more slowly. Aberdeen, northwest 4, slight rain, 1 mile, 1012, rising more slowly. Lucas, west, southwest 3, 19 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Boomer, west 3, 24 miles, 1013, rising more slowly. Bridlington, northwest by north 1, 1013, rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 4, 11 miles, 1015. St Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest by north 2, 1016, rising slowly. Jersey, Northwest by west 3, 14 miles, 1,018, rising slowly. Silly Automatic, west, northwest 3, 13 miles, 1,018, rising more slowly. Milford Haven, northwest by west 3, 30 miles, 1,016, rising more slowly. Aberporth, west by south 4, recent drizzle, 32 miles, 1,016, rising more slowly. Valley, north 2, 16 miles, 1,016, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west 4, rain, 1,300 metres, 1,015, now falling. Valentia, north by west 3, 9 miles, 1,021, rising. Ronald's Way, southwest by south 1, 1,015, rising more slowly. Malinhead, west by south 4, 16 miles, 1,015, now falling. And Macrahanish Automatic, west 4, recent precipitation, 15 miles, 1,014, rising more slowly. Here is a weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Tuesday, the 3rd of September. General situation. The United Kingdom currently lies in a mainly northwesterly airflow with either showers or patches of rain or drizzle affecting many areas. The flow will gradually veer to the north or northeast during the course of Wednesday as a trough of low pressure moves slowly southwards. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwest 2 to 4, veering north 3 to 5, then northeast 2 to 4 later. Rain or showers becoming fair later. Good. Occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. West or northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 3 or less. Then north or northeast 3 or 4 later. Showers. Good. Occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. West or northwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less. Then north or northeast 3 or 4 later. Showers. Good. Occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or northwest, veering north 2 to 4. Veering northeast 3 or 4 later. Showers. Good. Occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northwesterly, becoming variable mainly northerly 2 to 4, then veering northeasterly 3 or 4 later. Showers. Good. Occasionally moderate. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then northeasterly 3 or 4 later. Showers. Good. Occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northwest, veering north 2 to 4, veering northeast 3 or 4 later. Showers. Good. Occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West or northwest 2 to 4, veering north or northwest 3 to 5. Showers. Good. Occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest, veering north later 3 to 5. Showers. Good. Occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northwest, veering north or northeast later 3 to 5. Showers. Good. Occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Northwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4. Then northeast 3 to 5 later. Showers. Good. Occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. West or northwest, veering north or northeast later 3 to 5. Showers for a time. Good. Occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch. West or southwest 3 to 5, veering north or northwest 4 to 6, then north or northeast 3 to 5 later. Showers perhaps thundery at first, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or northwesterly becoming cyclonic, then northerly or northeasterly 2 to 4, increasing 5 for a time. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintar to Ardnamurchan Point. Northwest 3 to 5, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4, then north 3 to 5, veering northeast 3 or 4 later. Showers, perhaps thundery at first, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north or northeast 3 to 5. Showers, becoming fair later. Good. And Shetland Isles. Variable 3 or less, becoming north or northeast 2 to 4. Occasional rain, then fair. Good. Occasionally moderate at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that brings us to the end of our day's broadcasting here on Radio 4. In a couple of minutes, we'll join the BBC World Service, who will take us through the night before we return at 5:20. Thank you for your company this evening. This is Joanna Keane in Broadcasting House in London, wishing you a safe and peaceful night. Good night.
It's Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. We're connecting those time zones, and today we're live in the United States and Australia. Coming up, it's been a bad day for Nvidia as more than $280 billion is wiped off its market cap. We'll try and find out exactly why. And we're talking about one of the world's most famous car companies.
Volkswagen is iconic, symbolic, and extremely important for the German economy.
As it considers shutting factories, we ask, what does this tell us about the German economy?
A decade of deterioration of international competitiveness for the entire economy is taking its toll.
And we're going to look at one of China's biggest car companies and why it may put its plans to build a factory in Mexico on hold. That's Business Matters. First, though, let's get the very latest BBC News.
Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. President Volodymyr Zelensky has insisted that what he called Russian scum would be held accountable after an airstrike killed dozens of people in the city of Poltava. Mr. Zelensky said 51 people had died in the attack on a military institute and nearby hospital, and that efforts were continuing to try to free any survivors from the rubble. Nick Beek is in Poltava.
President Zelensky says there will be a full investigation which looks into this. The military have been talking about the utmost importance of protecting life and limb, protecting people who are serving their country. This is a city which, although like so many other places in Ukraine, has experienced missiles, has experienced regular air raid alerts, but it is very far from the front line. Not far, though, clearly, from the range of Russian missiles which hit with devastating impact earlier today.
Mexico's Supreme Court judges have decided not to work as the lower house of Congress begins debating a controversial proposal to reform the judicial system. By 8-3, the judges agreed to join thousands of court workers who've already begun industrial action. Critics say the proposed changes are an attempt by President Andrés Manuel López Obrador to concentrate power in the hands of his left-wing party. Here's our Latin American editor, Will Grant.
It is significant, and I think symbolically it's significant as well. It's saying, you know, from the López Obrador side, this is the will of the people because the judicial system isn't fit for purpose, while those who actually work in the judicial system saying, we don't want this, this undermines democracy, and it's going to basically politicize the judiciary and make it another branch of the executive.
A former aide to the New York governor, Kathy Hochul, has been charged with secretly acting as an agent of the Chinese government in exchange for millions of dollars in compensation and gifts.